Hello, Charlotte Independence Soccer Club players, parents, fans, and the entire community. Joining us today is recent Charlotte Independence Soccer Club alumni, Marco Wright, who this past season played on the boys' U19 ECNL Academy. Marco, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing phenomenal. Thank you for taking the time to jump on. To start, where are you from and how old are you?
I lived in Gastonia for basically my whole life. And right now I'm currently 18 years old.
And because we are in sports, how did you get into soccer?
Since I was young, my dad kind of like, he wanted me to play. I guess I just kind of looked up to him and my brother, who was also playing. So just always been a part of my life.
How old were you, give or take?
I'm pretty sure if my dad had a soccer ball in my crib, but I guess, I don't know, as early as it can be.
Did your dad play soccer growing up as well?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Did he play college?
He played at Howard, yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When you're growing up, when did you realize that you wanted to take soccer seriously? When you first started playing, like, did you play in a recreation league?
Yeah, well, it started out as rec, and then obviously I always took it seriously, but it was probably about like middle school or just like 2 years into that where it was either soccer or basketball, and I went with soccer.
Describe your experience in when you first started off in recreation. Was it difficult to learn like the different skills? And then from there, when you made the jump to a more competitive, what was that like?
First, it was just kind of like, it was just kind of for fun and, you know, getting, I guess, fundamentals down. I would just be in the backyard, just practicing them, making sure I was ready. But it was kind of just for fun more in my early days.
And you said it was middle school that you kind of made that choice to play soccer. Was that also the same choice to go into a competitive environment?
I'd say that's probably the time where I started actually thinking like, you know, play potentially in college. So I started taking it a little bit more seriously.
It's really interesting that you had that thought already in middle school that you had the sight to play in college. Were there any people of influence that kind of helped you? I know your dad and you said your brother were big.
I had that thought because it was around the time when my brother was starting his like college search.
Okay.
And so I was just thinking as a kid, like if my brother can do it, then I can definitely do it too.
Did you two ever play together on the same team growing up?
No, we never did. I always like when he played his senior year of high school, I was in eighth grade. So I just missed him. Yeah. Growing up, we never played on the same team.
How impactful was it to see your brother kind of like live your dream in a way where it's like you see him go through the recruitment process. You see that a family member has the ability to achieve what your goal is.
Yeah, it was great to see because I always saw him and we were always like practicing together, even if we never play on the same team. And he was always like in his own way, pushing me to improve and get better. And I feel like in the same way I was doing that for him. So it was great to see when he finally was able to play in college.
And then how did you end up at Independence?
At first it was Gaston United, which is like a local club. And then eventually that got, I guess, taken over by the Rapids. And then eventually Rapids merged with all these teams from like Matthews and all that, and that's what the Charlotte Independence was.
You've basically been here since the very beginning.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
No, that's awesome. When you came through Gastonia and then to the Rapids and then Independence, take me through your path. Like, did you start at like the local competitive level and worked your way up?
For Gaston United, it was, I don't know like the exact name of the league, but we were like just playing in our own way. I don't think it was like the academy yet, but it was still competitive. And then as I went into Rapids, I was in the lower competitive leagues and I had to work my way up all the way until eventually we merged to Independence, and then I was playing with RL, NL, and then eventually the second team, and I worked my way up to Academy the last year.
Take me through that progression, like going from regional league. How long were you playing in the regional league? And when you finally made the jump and moved up to the academy, what were the differences you noticed, whether it was within training, the style of play, the tempo?
Well, I would say I always kind of thought that I had the ability to play on the academy, but as I finally got there, everybody kind of like demands more in practices and in games, and you can tell they really want to win, they really want to do something. So it's a really great environment to be in if you want to improve.
And how impactful were the coaches in your development at Independence?
Definitely really impactful. Like, they kind of helped me come out of my shell a little bit, especially when I'm playing, play with more confidence, and I don't know, just help me improve my everything, every aspect of the game, really.
Yeah, I remember when you came out to the community clinic, I think it was in TKK. Dave took the time and like told your story, and like at that point, like I knew I wanted to interview you because you're an example of you started at the local competitive, worked your way to regional league, ECNL, the academy, and had the opportunity with the first team, USL too. Tell me about the process of working with the first team. What was it like when you found out they wanted to sign you to an academy contract?
It was, I mean, I didn't really know what to think. It was my dad that told me, or he showed me the email, and it kind of felt like, I don't know, it's hard to describe, but it was just, I was blessed to have the opportunity to practice with them and improve more from there.
What has been your favorite experience with the first team?
Probably just for me, meeting all the guys and, practicing each day with them. Learning from them.
Any specific guys you want to shout out?
I'll shout out Trey because he always encouraged me, telling me when I got the ball, just go, like, go 1v1 if you have the chance, things like that.
Yeah, you two. I can see why you almost chose him. You two are fast. With the ball.
Yeah.
How was it having Dave as the assistant coach with the first team, but also been around the youth club side, seeing a familiar face as you went up?
Yeah, he helped a lot with all of us, really, but with me, like, he helped us kind of assimilate into the team, like ease us into it at first, where only a few of us would go each day, and then eventually, everybody would go as our academy season got to an end. So it was just nice that he was there to help a smooth transition and, practice with the first team full time.
Did it help having five other of your teammates from the ECNL Academy working and
Yeah,
training with you?
definitely. It always helps to have to know somebody going in, especially since we'd be practicing with new players and new playing styles. You could kind of rely on them as much as you could rely on yourself.
While also being with the first team, you also had the opportunity to be on the USL Academy. Tell me about that experience.
It's so USL Academy, it was a mix between the 19s and the 17s for each game. Again, it was just another chance to play with other people and other play styles. And for a lot of games, it blended well, and we got a lot of good, big victories. So it helped a lot.
Now, was this your first year on it, or did you also play when you were a 17?
I think this was my first time playing USL Academy. Yeah, it was the first time, yeah.
Now that we kind of got a little bit of the background leading up to it, the big part of the podcast is the USL2 experience. I know while you're training with the first team, USL2 picks up. Did you always know you wanted to participate in USL2?
Yeah, as the season started to come to a close, I was ready to play for USL too because I think it's just a great way to stay in shape for the upcoming season, and again play with guys you've probably never played with before.
And then what, throughout this entire season, now that it's over, give or take, it's about 4 or 5 months. It's a shortened season. You lose players along the way because people are going to college. It happens. What has been your experience or your favorite experience about it this past season?
I'd probably say just the practices, probably. Just we have a lot of guys at first, so it can be kind of overwhelming or like hard to manage for the coaches. But playing with a bunch of guys, like all with different stories, is pretty fun for me.
How is the tempo from USL to different than, say, the first team or ECNL Academy?
It's obviously different because we USL 2 doesn't have a lot of time to play together, so it's kind of hard to. Whereas the first team, they've been playing with each other for years, so they kind of have like an idea of a tempo each player plays at and how they want to play and stuff like that. But USL 2, it's a little bit more unorganized in that manner.
Do you like the aspect that it is live for everyone to watch in a pre-professional environment?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's always good when you can watch whenever, whatever time you want to.
And this was your first season playing with USL 2 or second?
This is my second season playing with them.
Between your first year and your second year, were there any changes that you took, whether it was for your game? The way you presented yourself, something that you worked on in the first season that you wanted to bring into the second.
Just overall, probably playing more with more confidence in myself and my abilities, and obviously having a season with the academy under my belt helped a lot, I would think, and a season with the first team as well.
And I know talking to your dad, this was the first year where you and your brother had the opportunity to play together. Tell me what that experience was like.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, as I said, I've never been able to play with him before. So being able to finally share the field with him was nice, and he pushed me in the same way that I pushed him.
I know you're at college right now. We'll get into that in a second. How did the USL2 prepare you for your upcoming freshman year?
Just listening to the other guys, as a lot of them are, going through the same process as me in college, or some of them, they're all at different times, but just learning from each of them and understanding what they've gone through has helped me or prepared me for the upcoming season.
And I just want to clarify, you're at Campbell? And was it Jake's there too?
Yeah, Jake is a yeah.
Tell me what that is like. And for the listeners who don't know, Jake is also played for the U19 ECNL Academy. He and Marco are attending Campbell University and will be playing on the men's soccer team. So Marco, take us through that. How nice is it to have Jake there? A familiar face at least.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to the scenario with the first team with having the academy guys there as well. It's just always helpful to have a familiar face and someone that you know going in.
And then taking it back a bit, when you started your recruitment process, I know you mentioned in middle school you knew you wanted to play in college. When did you actually make the hard decision of, all right, I do want to play in college. I need to prepare myself and the steps needed to get recruited?
Probably entering high school, it became a little bit more, I guess, real for me. I didn't have much time left to figure it out. So sophomore and junior year is when I really started like reaching out to colleges and, reaching out to coaches and just seeing where it went from there.
Tell me about that experience, about just reaching out to coaches. I'm sure for the listeners who may be younger and interested in learning, what are like the do's and the don'ts when it comes to like reaching out to coaches? Like, what would you recommend?
For me, it was kind of helpful that my brother had already gone through that process because my parents already had an idea of like, all right, you should be doing this and this and don't do this and stuff like that. But one thing I can say is the process can be very annoying, just sitting, waiting because most of the time you'll reach out to coaches and they'll respond or they won't respond. You just have to wait from there. So just being patient and knowing that if you really want to play, you just got to stay in contact with them as much as you can, updating them about games and your improvement and all that.
Now, did you have to create like a highlight video?
Yeah. So a lot of our games are recorded. So I would just go in after it got sent to us and pick out my best moments.
What would those moments be? Because a forward and a, like a defender, you're gonna have different highlights. Like, what are for your position? What are you putting in? What do you see, or what do you think is the most important to showcase to coaches?
I think that honestly just depends on how you play. So if you are really good at a certain aspect of the game, for example, if you're really good at passing and you have a lot of good passes in the game, just record those and let the coaches see it. As well, like if you start recording your own games and finding clips from freshman year, you can show improvement in those same categories.
No, that's an interesting take. I haven't thought about that, where it's like you show your kind of your freshman year where you may not be doing well, but showing that senior year clip, the progression, that's actually a terrific idea.
Yeah, and also kind of it's helpful for yourself to look back at and remind yourself how much you progressed from freshman year.
And when you started your recruitment process, how many schools were there?
There was probably around, I don't know, probably 8 or 10.
Who
I
were
didn't
they?
really, they were all schools around the North Carolina area. So UNC Charlotte, High Point, Queens, Wake Forest was on the list at one point, and then colleges that my parents and brother went, so American, Syracuse, and Howard.
And how did you narrow down your list? Was it like you had your initial 8 to 10 and you immediately just knew off the bat? How many visits did you take?
Well, for me, it was the coaches here at Campbell seemed like they really, wanted me, so for me, it was if the coaches actually, felt like I could help the program or they actually really wanted me, then I was drawn more to that school, if that makes sense.
No, it does kind of like showing that family atmosphere, the culture that you can relate to, seeing yourself there. How many visits did you take to Campbell?
So I had one official visit where I stayed and watched a game here on campus, but other than that, I went to away games and I went to some other games as well as sort of unofficial visit.
Now, after talking to the coaches, when did you realize, yes, Campbell is going to be where I play?
Well, I feel like it was always a really great option because I know their program is really good here, especially for developing players from their freshman year. And then so it was always important for me because I feel like here is a great place to prepare me for the next step.
And because Jake is also on the team and was going through the same process as you were you guys collaborating at all? Just kind of like throwing ideas. It's like, hey, like I may be coming to Campbell. It's like, are you gonna go? Are you gonna commit first? Am I gonna commit first?
Not really. It was up until he committed, I think a week or 2 weeks before me, and we talked then, but before we kind of just didn't really ask about each other's recruitment process.
When you announced your commitment, you're going, I'm set. What was your teammates' reactions?
It was all positive, of course, so we all supported each other for each commitment, and it's great to see, that kind of family aspect that even at the academy level, it's always great to see.
Now, Campbell One is a great program. I know you're there, Jake's there. I think there's two girls that have committed to going. What is nice is there's a lot of independence players at all the programs in the North Carolinas. I would say majority, 90% of the schools that you mentioned, we have athletes there. So there's always the familiarity, and comfort. Looking back on your total journey, what advice would you give to younger players at the club who are, say, on the fence? on making that full-time commitment to playing soccer?
I'd probably just say, just make sure that it's something you actually want to do. Even before college, it can be a lot of work and it's a lot of resources for you to play, especially from your parents' side, like driving to practice and games and all that. So if you're actually enjoying the game and having fun with it, then by all means, you can go all the way as long as you are willing to put in the time. But just evaluate with yourself and make sure it's something you really want to do.
And then, what is your advice to those same players on how to handle the recruitment process? Like the ability to handle, say, a rejection where your favorite school that you wanted to go to turned out they weren't as interested.
I would say just keep being patient, and I understand it's most likely that not every college is that you reach out to is going to want you. That's probably it's pretty difficult to like come to grips with, but it's just unrealistic that every college you reach out to is going to want you. So just finding the best fit for you and the soccer, my mom would always say, if the soccer side wasn't there, would you still want to go to this school? So make sure you keep that in consideration too.
No, I understand that. You can almost say the exact same thing, while this may not be sports, just for college applications in general.
Yeah.
I remember, I think I was at, I applied to Indiana University. I wanted to go there. I got waitlisted and I was heartbroken. But then it's like I got into Michigan State, like visited the campus. The people were nice. I was like, all right, yeah, this is where I want to be. While it's not sports, that same tempo of kind of like trusting your gut, go where the people want you. Do
Yeah.
you have any last words for the listeners of anything we've talked about, whether it's getting into soccer, that maybe it's the player who currently is at the local competitor or regional league who has his eyes set on making the academy first team and then doing USL 2 to prepare them for college?
I would say just, keep if you're make sure you're still having fun with the sport. Keep going and training and putting the time in, and you can make it from whatever level you are to the top level, as long as you're practicing and putting the time in.
Perfect. No, I really appreciate you taking the time with me. Again, everyone, this is Marco Wright, Campbell University. He's going to be a stud playing soccer. Keep an eye out. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.